Is this part of your project? Or?
Yes.
Okay.
So I am doing, for my project, I'm doing a lot of data collection and just research for the needle exchange program. I've conducted a few like assessments walking around, and I was able to travel to Fairbanks and talk to people at the needle exchange there and interview them there too.
So you've seen programs that are working in the state and observed how they work, and what have you found out?
That they are definitely, you know, cost-effective ways of just, you know, harm reduction interventions, like definitely decreases the spread of disease, specifically hepatitis C and HIV amongst injecting drug users. And it's just also just that being kind to one another, you know, there's a lot of stigma associated with it. So having these programs, like, takes a lot of courage for the needle users to go to them, and just how kindness can go a long way and also motivate people to get help and, you know, make smarter decisions.
How is it typically done? Is it a nonprofit, or is it a public health center that normally does this program? Or
it doesn't have to be with a larger entity. It could just be even a group of individuals who are just passionate about it and want to give out clean needles, who can purchase them from elsewhere. The one in Fairbanks, I think that's the Interior AIDS Association. I think there are a few associated with public health centers and medical centers, but that there's a little more controversy with that, with funding and whatnot, because of the federal government and bans with that.
Yeah, you mentioned the funding. Is there money available for an organization that would want to do something like this? Or?
Yes, there is, and I actually did a lot of research with that as part of my project. I just located a lot of funds, because we don't know if it's going to be at the public health center or not, because there's a whole you know, hierarchy that it has to go through before we can get approval for that. So I located all these funds and deadlines and how much they can award and what the criteria is for these grants for whichever entity does want to apply and get funding.
So people who show up Monday night will hear about this, the possibilities and how it could work here in town?
Exactly. Yes.
Okay. What other information will you be talking about? Or?
Basically everything that I touched upon, I'm going to define what it is, you know, for people who maybe haven't heard of it before and just want to learn more what it is, what its goals are, what the plan is for implementation, how it's cost effective, and just other, you know, points and just how it can really help people out and decrease the spread of disease.
And I think a common reaction is that this kind of thing enables drug users to use easier. Is that something you've heard as you've done your studies?
Or? Oh, definitely. And I'm going to definitely address that as well. There are several myths that I'm going to try and help debunk. There's a lot of research out there that can, you know, that supports needle exchanges.
Yeah. And what is a good argument for having one here in town?
It's just sort of a, you know, the Harm Reduction Coalition was something that I've used a lot to reference for making my presentation and all of the stuff that I've been doing. And they have all these guiding principles. And I found one of the guiding principles that I'll mention at the presentation was that just sort of acknowledging that drug use is a part of our society, and that is not something that can change overnight. So in the meantime, while we're acknowledging that these people are going to do it, we can just help them make smarter decisions to help prevent the spread of disease among them. And that can spread to people who aren't injecting drug users through other, you know, sexual contact and all of those things. So just acknowledging that it's a part of our society and just try to help people to make safer decisions.